T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
97.1 AMP Radio, home of commercial-free Mondays. Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Oh, this mission of New Phone Who Dis is real good, guys. So basically, the way this works is that if you have somebody that's unsaved on your cell phone or a weirdly saved number on your cell, we investigate who they really are for you. And in this situation, we have a listener on the line that's going to remain anonymous for this component. But his story is this. He recently had to get a new phone because this weekend, his now ex-girlfriend found some DMs of him talking to other women. She didn't like it.
She sought justice on her own with the phone.
So she threw the phone in the middle of the street and it got ran over a couple of times.
Whoopsies.
Yeah, whoopsies. Exactly, Chelsea.
Sorry about that.
So our anonymous listener got a text a couple days ago from an unknown number that said, "Karma's a bitch and so are you."
Pretty strongly worded text message with some meaning behind it.
So he wants to investigate. Is it his ex going under a different number now? Or is it just somebody got a wrong number, yeah. You know? Anonymous listener, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, my man. At one point in time in this call, we're going to ask you if you want to reveal yourself to this person, okay?
Okay.
And if you do, then just come out. But they know nothing about your situation. They just know that somebody wants to know who they are because they didn't save their number, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, here we go. We're going to get him on. AMP Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a guy. All right.
There we go.
Interesting right there. Good morning. Thank you for being a good sport. I know our producer Brad already brought you up to date on what's going on. Basically, one of our listeners who's remaining anonymous right now got a text from you, and he doesn't have your number saved and wants to know who you are. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, all right?
Okay.
Do you feel like you need to get back at anybody in your life right now or recently?
Like revenge? You need revenge on anybody?
Ooh, that's a big list, man. There's a lot of people I'd like to get back at.
You know what, man? I'm just going to ask you straight up.
Here.
Did you text this to anybody recently? Karma's a bitch, and so are you.
Yeah. There was this guy. I was going through my girlfriend's phone, and I saw some DMs with this dude. And, you know, it was pretty graphic. And so, yeah, I sort of looked at his phone number from the message thread, and, yeah, I texted him back.
Whoa.
So you found the number and you were like, "Yo, dude, you're a bitch," and you fired off at
Yeah.
him.
So what do you know about this person besides the fact that he's trying to get it in with your girlfriend?
Not much, honestly. I just know he's some dude hitting on my girl. So
was she giving into it? Was she also like giving it back to him, flirting back?
Yeah, totally. She was very engaged in the conversation.
So you guys got a little bit of problems on your end too. So I could understand why the anger comes out in a text form towards the person hitting on your girl.
Yeah, and you know, I plan on doing more once I find out more about this guy.
Like, what, are you going to try to ruin his credit or something?
I do want to remind you, bro, that you know, this does go on our podcast, and this recording may be used against you in the future.
Right, hey, don't admit it. Don't admit anything.
I think we have enough information to know who you are. Do you want to reveal your name, bro?
Yeah, my name is Martin.
Martin.
Right.
All right, we're going to ask our anonymous listener who received your text, "Karma's a bitch and so are you," if he wants to reveal himself to you. Anonymous listener, do you want to reveal yourself to Martin? Hello? Anonymous listener, hello?
It's a pretty strong answer of no.
Well, looks
he
like
is out.
He hung up.
He is out.
Whoa.
He does not want to reveal himself, bro.
I told you he was a bitch.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Martin, thank you for being a good sport, bro. Just a little bit of context. I think karma's already gotten the guy who you called a bitch.
His phone got trashed.
Because
what?
He got caught by his girl DMing your girl and his ex now.
So he has a girlfriend too.
Yeah, he did. He did have it. It's a past tense situation.
And she grabbed his phone and threw it in the middle of the street and it got ran over a couple of times. So now he has a new phone and he didn't know who was texting him. But now we know it was you.
I guess karma is a bitch, huh?
Man, got him.
Listen, bro, I wish you the best in this whole situation, but I think, you know, just call it even. It is what it is.
Well,
and
I'm kind of more concerned about his situation. Yeah. Are you and your girl okay?
I don't know.
If you need an effective resolution, I think we learned from Trevor's ex-girlfriend that throwing the phone in the street works pretty good.
Oh. By the way, his name is not Trevor.
Oh, yeah, it works.
Anonymous
caller. Hey, whatever.
Martin, we got to go.
Thank you for the information.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.